From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump says he has asked the Pentagon to stage a military parade in the nation's capital on Veterans Day. Mr. Trump was interviewed by Jeanine Pirro, host of Justice with Judge Jeanine on Fox News. They discussed the recent mass shooting in Parkland, Florida, as well as other issues, including a proposed military parade. He told Pirro that the parade would be held probably Veterans Day. After a testy exchange this past week over a proposed U.S. border wall, Mexico President Enrique Peña Nieto canceled plans to visit the White House. That's according to a report by The Washington Post. Peña Nieto and Mr. Trump spoke Tuesday, spending a considerable amount of their nearly hour-long call on discussions of the border wall, according to sources. During his run for president, Mr. Trump said he made it clear it was going to be a campaign promise that he would have a wall built along the U.S.-Mexico border to help reduce illegal immigration, and he had said that Mexico would pay for it. However, in the phone call, the two men argued over that issue. A new wave of airstrikes and shelling on eastern Ghouta in Syria left at least 22 people dead, dozens wounded Saturday. That raises the death toll of a week of bombing to over 500. This is the UN Security Council unanimously approved a resolution demanding a 30-day ceasefire across Syria.
Tens of thousands protested across Italy.
That's Kuwait's UN leading the vote Saturday. After a delayed vote Friday and additional negotiations, the Security Council unanimously approved a ceasefire resolution without delay. It will allow humanitarian aid to be delivered to millions and evacuate the critically ill and wounded. This is VOA News. The Security Council is expected to vote Monday on a British-drafted UN resolution. That resolution would condemn Iran for violating a UN arms embargo by providing missiles and drones to Shiite rebels in Yemen and commit to future action against Tehran. Kuwait's ambassador, who is the current council president, said the group is still working on the text, but it should be adopted Monday morning. The White House has released a redacted version of the Democratic memo that rebuts a Republican account of alleged FBI surveillance abuses. That memo was released Saturday, 3 weeks after the Republican version. The latest memo alleges the opposing version omits and misrepresents facts related to the FBI and how it surveilled a former Trump campaign advisor. A series of militant attacks in Afghanistan killed more than 20 people. This happening ahead of an international meeting next week aimed at building diplomatic support for hoped for peace talks with the Taliban. Taliban militants attacked an Afghan army post overnight Friday, killing 18 government soldiers, while a suicide bomber in the capital killed 3 people and wounded 5. Separate attacks in Helmand killed at least 3 others. Thousands of Italians marched peacefully to protest fascism and racism in Rome, as similar demonstrations were held in other cities. Tens of thousands protested across major rallies in Rome, Milan. Demonstrations were held by far-right and anti-fascist groups with just 1 week to go to general elections and tensions running high. Italians also turned out to protest labor laws and mandatory vaccines. Australia has slipped into a global corruption index, according to Transparency International. A survey released by the organization says that Australia appears to be failing in its efforts to crack down on bribery. Transparency International said an adequate regulation of foreign political donations in Australia is one example. Professor A.J. Brown leads a project called Strengthening Australia's System.
Our track record in terms of government commitment to controlling foreign bribery or money laundering and some of the things that the private sector is also involved in internationally is not that strong. We're moving, but we've been moving very slow and very late and not very comprehensively.
United States is ranked 16th, while New Zealand tops the list as the world's least corrupted nation. The Turkish government called it extremely worrying that the U.S. will open an embassy in Jerusalem in May instead of by the end of next year, as previously announced. Turkey's foreign ministry said Saturday in a statement that the Trump administration is trampling over international law. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.